Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Peter with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Queensland rental crises is forcing elderly pensioners and retirees onto the streets and out of their cities. Over 500 people aged over 85 and over 3,000 people aged over 65 are on the waitlist for public housing, according to the latest data from the Queensland Department of Housing. Pensioner Judy Tate is one of many who is now facing homelessness after being priced out of her home. While approved for public housing, she is now living in a van until a property becomes available. The average waiting time for those with high and very high needs is 19 months. The Gold Coast Homelessness Network has reported a 30% increase in demand this year.
A clinical review into audiology at the Townsville University Hospital finds failure to meet minimum standards of care. The review follows an audit that found dozens of babies and children required follow-up care due to inaccurate testing and incorrect cochlear mapping. Adult patients were also affected. The complete review delivers 25 recommendations, and the health service is offering payments of up to $50,000 to individuals and families of children affected.
In national news, almost 200 asylum seekers are being returned abroad since May 2022, as the Albanese government continues turning boats around. Boats have been turned around on 7 occasions in the Albanese government's first 9 months in office. As the Labour government continues the coalition's Operation Sovereign Borders and offshore detention, the Refugee Council says that Australia's policy on turning back boats is not legal under international law. The Albanese government maintains Operation Sovereign Borders is legal, saying they will remain tough on borders.
We have a content warning for the next story. It contains references to self-harm and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who have died. A First Nations man has died in custody in Perth's Hakea prison. The 41-year-old was found unresponsive in his cell yesterday, believed to have suffered a medical episode. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the man was declared deceased at the site. A compulsory report, required following all deaths in custody, will be prepared by the WA police for the coroner. This is the second death in custody that has occurred during the last month in Western Australia, the first being a teenager who died by suicide in a WA juvenile detention facility.
In international news, Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa has resigned amid corruption investigations. Prosecutors are investigating alleged corruption and influence peddling of lithium mines and hydrogen production deals. 5 detention warrants have been issued, including Mr. Costa's chief of staff and more than 40 addresses searched as part of the inquiry. Mr. Costa's official residence and the Environment and Infrastructure Ministries were part of the search. Mr. Costa resigned, stating the suspicion to his integrity was incompatible to the duties of a prime minister.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.